word, I think. Yet it is deep and unfathomable, but it is also terrible. Many do not realize that it is sentient, but I have sensed its mind, such as it is, the few times I have confronted it directly. She eyed the page for a moment, sitting back on her bench. Beside her, the canal waters passed, covered with a froth of floating ash. The book was Allende's logbook. It had been written 1,000 years before by a man who had thought himself to be the hero of ages. Allende hadn't completed his quest. He had been killed by one of his servants, Rashik, who had then taken the power at the Well of Ascension and become the Lord Ruler. Allende's story was frighteningly close to Vin's own. She had also assumed herself to be the hero of ages. She had traveled to the well and had been betrayed. She, however, hadn't been betrayed by one of her servants, but instead by the force imprisoned within the well. That force was, she assumed, behind the prophecies about the hero of ages in the first place. "Why do I keep coming back to this paragraph?" she thought, eyeing it again. Perhaps it was because of what Human had said to her, that the mists hated her. She had felt that hatred herself, and it appeared that Allende had felt the same thing. But could she even trust the logbook's words? The force she had released, the thing she called ruin, had proven that it could change things in the world. Small things, yet important ones. Like the text of a book, which was why Ellen's officers were now instructed to send all messages via memorized words or letters etched into metal. Regardless, if there had been any clues to be gained by reading the logbook, ruin would have removed them long ago. Vin felt as if she'd been led by the nose for the last 3 years, pulled by invisible strings. She had thought she was having revelations and making great discoveries, but all she'd really been doing was following ruin's bidding. "Yet ruin is not omnipotent," Vin thought. "If it were, there would have been no fight. It wouldn't have needed to trick me into releasing it. It cannot know my thoughts." Even that knowledge was frustrating. What good were her thoughts? Always before, she'd had Sazed, Ellen, or Tensun to talk with about problems like this. This wasn't a task for Vin. She was no scholar. Yet Sazed had turned his back on his studies, Tensun had returned to his people, and Ellen was far too busy lately to worry about anything but his army and its politics. That left Vin. And she still found reading and scholarship to be stuffy and boring. Yet she was also becoming more and more comfortable with the idea of doing what was necessary, even if she found it distasteful. She was no longer just her own person. She belonged to the new empire. She had been its knife. Now it was time to try a different role. "I have to do it," she thought, sitting in the red sunlight. "There is a puzzle here, something to be solved. What was it Kelsier liked to say? There's always another secret." She remembered Kelsier standing boldly before a small group of thieves, proclaiming that they would overthrow the Lord Ruler and free the Empire. "We're thieves," he'd said, "and we're extraordinarily good ones. We can rob the unrobbable and fool the unfoolable. We know how to take an incredibly large task and break it down to manageable pieces, and then deal with each of those pieces." That day, when he'd written up the team's goals and plans on a small board, Vin had been amazed by how possible he had made an impossible task seem. That day, a little bit of her had begun to believe that Kelsier could overthrow the final empire. "All right," Vin thought. "I'll begin like Kelsier did, by listing the things that I know for certain." There had been a power at the Well of Ascension, so that much about the stories was true. There had also been something alive, imprisoned in or near the well. It had tricked Vin into using the power to destroy its bonds. Maybe she could have used that power to destroy ruin instead, but she'd given it up. She sat thoughtfully, tapping her finger against the back of the logbook. She could still remember wisps of what it had felt like to hold that power. It had awed her, yet at the same time felt natural and right. In fact, while she held it, everything had felt natural. The workings of the world, the ways of men. It was like the power had been more than simple capability. It had been understanding as well. That was a tangent. She needed to focus on what she knew before she could philosophize on what she needed to do. The power was real, and Ruin was real. Ruin had retained some ability to change the world while confined. Sazed had confirmed that his texts had been altered to suit Ruin's purpose. Now Ruin was free, and Vin assumed that it was behind the violent mist killings and the falling ash. Though, she reminded herself, I don't know either of those things for certain. What did she know about Ruin? She had touched it, felt it, in that moment she had released it. It had a need to destroy, yet it was not a force of simple chaos. It didn't act randomly. It planned and thought. And it didn't seem to be able to do anything it wanted, almost as if it followed specific rules. She paused. Elend, she called. The Emperor turned from his place beside the prow. What is the first rule of allomancy? Vin asked. The first thing I taught you.
Consequence, Elend said. Every action has consequences. When you push on something heavy, it will push you back. If you push on something light, it will fly away.
It was the first lesson that Kelsier had taught Vin, as well as, she assumed, the first lesson his master had taught him.
It's a good rule, Elend said, turning back to his contemplation of the horizon. It works for all things in life. If you throw something into the air, it will come back down. If you bring an army into a man's kingdom, he will react.
Consequence, she thought, frowning, like things falling back when thrown into the sky. That's what Ruin's actions feel like to me. Consequences. Perhaps it was a remnant of touching the power, or perhaps just some rationalization her unconscious mind was giving her. Yet she felt a logic to Ruin. She didn't understand that logic, but she could recognize it.
Elend turned back toward her. That's why I like allomancy, actually. Or at least, the theory of it. The Ska whisper about it, call it mystical. But it's really quite rational. You can tell what an allomantic push is going to do as certainly as you can tell what will happen when you drop a rock off the side of the boat. For every push, there is a pull. There are no